Domestic violence is really insidious. It is. It really creeps in. And sometimes you don't even accept it. I know that if anyone met my ex-husband, he would look at you as if you had two heads if somebody suggested it was a domestic violence relationship, because he never lifted a hand to me. And there's the whole shame factor. See, in my own job, it was like I was two different people, or I had to be two different people, because in my work, I'm a manager. People would see me as a real strong person. I'm a professional, I'm educated degree level, and I'm a real problem solver at work. I'm one of those people. My manager used to say, I love managing you because you never have a problem. You always come to me with, here's a problem and here's a solution. And my home life was completely different. And then there was that shame. I thought, I can't tell people what's going on here. And it was trying to validate it, like, is this really happening to me? And again, there was no physical violence, but my ex-husband, he was a really aggressive man and very, very authoritarian. My stomach churned completely, constantly. And I just lived on sleeping tablets to try and escape my life when I went home. The real clear defining moment for me, I just got to the point and I thought, I knew I'm leaving this house, and I'm leaving in a coffin or I'm walking, but I am leaving. And I was definitely, definitely suicidal. And the only thing that stopped me was I thought, I cannot leave my children to be brought up by this man. And they were more important than me. Eventually, in the end, my children started to speak to me the way he was speaking to me. And that was a real trigger for me too. And a really, really good friend of mine said, them children are speaking to you the way he's speaking to you. And I was in denial. When I did leave, my voice completely went. I went completely hoarse at three different times for about 6 weeks. And my doctor was saying to me to get scans done and ENT and all. And I could not speak. I couldn't. And even when I left my husband, I really needed my voice to talk to my children's schools and negotiate. My voice completely went. But I remember I went down to my doctor and I was really, really distressed. And I will never forget what he said to me. I was saying to him, look, you need to give me something. And just he said to me, there's not a tablet in the world for your situation. You have to change your situation. And he was so supportive. But I always remember him saying that, because I was nearly on diazepam. They were nearly going to put me into Granshaw Hospital, nearly. I just had a complete breakdown from being somebody who is so sane and practical and normal. I'm 5 years down the line, and it's been such a journey of healing for me. There's no typical victim, but I would like to think that if there's somebody else in that situation, they could hear something in my story. They could say, "Aye, well, that's me."